So, as we move along, we've got Haggai, the Navi, giving an unusual message compared to everything that we've seen so far. Most of the different Nevi'im that we've seen have been haranguing the people and giving Mussar to the people and demanding that they repent and return from their evil ways. But Haggai, on the other hand, is telling them, can we build it? Yes, we can. And it's a very positive message and an inspirational message. And that is also interesting. Rabbi Yitzchak et Shalom, in a shiur I heard once on Navi, pointed out that almost all Nevi'im batted zero. They had no success with the people, even though they warned them. Chorban was coming, destruction was coming. And Haggai's success rate is very high and tremendous. So this is not a comment about TED Talks and positive reinforcement, although maybe it is. But really, the point is that Haggai struck a chord with his audience at a time when Klal Yisrael was ripe and ready for returning, rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, rededicating themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know, unfortunately, the vast majority of Jews will not return. They are settled and, unfortunately, comfortable in Gullus. We'll see that when we talk about Sefer Ezra. But the people who are committed are deeply committed. Ba'shevi be'esrin ve'echad lachodesh. This Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph. In the seventh month of Tishrei, on the 21st of the month, Hayadvar Hashem biyad Haggai Anavi Lemor, the word of God came through Haggai the prophet, Haggai the Navi, saying as follows. Now, this is very significant because the 21st day of Tishrei is Hoshana Rabbah. And on Hoshana Rabbah had been a tremendous celebration of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Rav Hirsch, Rav Mendel Hirsch calls it the culminating point of national joy and jubilation as heard within the halls of the temple. So that is very important to reconstruct the Beis HaMikdash, or at least commence the reconstruction on the same day that was such an important day in the first Beis HaMikdash, is a very big deal. However, there's also the idea that, as Rav Hirsch continues, the contrast between the first temple and the one being built, became apparent. So Haggai is going to have to reassure the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them support and funding. Whenever you start a building project in a shul, you need to know that the funding is going to be. But if you think about it, the second year after the return from Bavel, during the reign of Koresh, the foundation stone had been laid, says Rav Hirsch. The weeping of the elderly drowned out the music and joyous shouting of the younger population. That was a moment of great overwhelming emotion. There was only a scanty fragment of the nation gathered there. And those present made comparisons. In the hearts of the old people, the thoughts of the past suppressed the joy of the present. But what could now evoke such sadness in the hearts of the elderly in the midst of the people's enthusiasm that could make them forget the sublime importance of building the Beis HaMikdash? So he says that was Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and they were negative. But now, to counter those feelings, the Navi tells them, do not allow anything to spoil the joy. Do not be discouraged. The purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, all the more so the conditions necessary for its existence, are not central to its outward splendor or the festival jubilation resounding in its halls. This was taught clearly enough by the Chorban. As long as the life outside is not consonant what is preached by the procedures within. So what you need to do is connect the inside to the outside and make it about what the Beis HaMikdash represents and not necessarily what it looks like yet. So the people are going to need, as I said, a lot of positive reinforcement. And Perek Beis of Haggai is going to do a lot of that. Pasuk Beis, Emor na el Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel Pachas Yehuda. Say the following, speak now to Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel, really the grandson of Shaltiel, the governor of Yehuda. The El Yehoshua ben Yehotzadak HaKohen HaGadol. And Yeshua ben Yehotzadak, the Kohen Gadol, the El Sheiris Am Lemor, and to the remnant of the people, the rest of the people, saying, all these names being mentioned as before, again, the heir to the throne of the Davidic kingdom, even though he's never going to be Melech himself, the Kohen Gadol, Gimel Mivachem Hanishar, Asher Ra'as Abayis Hazeh. So this is why Rav Hirsch talks about the comparisons to the first Beis HaMikdash, because immediately he references it. He says, who is left among you who remembers the Beis HaMikdash, Bichvodo HaRishon, in its original glory? And remember, as we said, it's actually more than 70 years since the beginning of Bavel. It's 70 years since the Churban. But somebody who could remember the first Beis HaMikdash and is still there, you're talking about a fairly elderly person by now. And you want to compare the destruction? You want to compare the bias that was Necharev to this one? Umo'atem ro'im osoato. How do you view it now? Halochamo ka'ayin be'einechem. Is it not like nothing in your eyes? Which is interesting. Compared to the first Beis HaMikdash, Rashi says, the second Beis HaMikdash is so significant that it means nothing in your eyes. So he's not saying the first Beis HaMikdash is like nothing. He's saying this one is bothering you because it's not the same. The good old days were better. But as the great Jewish bard Billy Joel once sang, the good old days weren't always good. And nothing is as bad as it seems. We saw this in Yehoshua, chazak, chazak, often again and again, as a message to the leaders, because it's hard to bear the burden of leadership, especially for a people that's depressed. Be strong, Zerubbabel, says God. Be strong, Yehoshua ben Yehotzara, Kohen HaGadol. Vachazak kol am ha'aretz, Um Hashem. And all of the people of the land should be strong, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word of God. Va'asu, one word, one, shall we say, four-letter word. Do it, just do it. The guys who made the great campaigns of advertising for Nike must have known this pasuk. Ki ani itchem, Um Hashem Tzevaakos, because I am with you, is the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'asu, just do it. Doesn't say what they should just do. Mitsudo says, continue building the Beis HaMikdash. Other says, Va'asu, fulfill the bris from when we went out of Mitzrayim, says Radak. I am with you now like I was with you when I took you out of Mitzrayim during the great days of miracles. We're coming up on Pesach. Just do it.